It's The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde. The widening gap between the top 1% and everyone else has emerged as one of the leading political issues of 2014. There's a push to raise the minimum wage here in Seattle, which just elected a socialist, as you know, to the city council. President Obama's also making the case for a hike in the minimum wage.
It does not involve any new bureaucratic program. So join the rest of the country. Say yes. Give America a raise.
Our guest today says all this talk about the wealth gap has some of the nation's wealthiest people really worried, really, really worried. Ben White is the chief economic correspondent for Politico. He says since the Occupy movement started, some very wealthy people have felt like they're being vilified.
Well, it's being expressed, as you saw, in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, or I should say a letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal from Tom Perkins, who is a big venture capitalist in Silicon Valley, who compared efforts to address inequality and to complain about the rich to the Nazis in Germany and Kristallnacht. And that's not the first time a wealthy person on Wall Street has compared Occupy movements to the Nazis. And you've seen others in New York complaining about Bill de Blasio, the progressive mayor, saying that he didn't plow the streets of the Upper East Side because there's so many rich people up there. Most of this stuff is pretty ridiculous, and obviously Perkins got lambasted for talking about the Nazis.
Although with the Chris Christie story, you never know, right?
Right, you never know what's true and what's not. But de Blasio did not plow the Upper East Side because of the rich people up there. And he went up there and he said, look, we made mistakes, but, you know, it has nothing to do with your being rich.
Yeah, well, and on the Perkins story, I'm wondering why they're not comparing, raising the alarm, the sort of red flag about the Bolsheviks or something. Why the Nazis?
Yeah, good question. I mean, you think they'd be more worried about sort of a Soviet socialist takeover of the U.S., which obviously isn't happening either. But it's the idea of being persecuted, a small minority being persecuted. Perkins talked about the American 1% as the rich, whereas the German 1% were the Jews before World War II and the Nazi Holocaust. So it's this sense that somehow, they're being persecuted as a small minority who didn't actually do anything wrong. And so isn't it awful that we're talking about the fact that we do have this huge wealth gap in this country?
Well, you cover politics. You think there's any legitimacy to concerns that we could see some leveling, for example, in the tax code?
I don't really. I think the tax increases that we had at the beginning of 2013 after that big fiscal cliff nightmare when you did have marginal rates go up a little bit, it's probably the last we're going to see of a lot of tax increases on the wealthy anytime soon. There's a chance that some of the more egregious loopholes on Wall Street, the carried interest tax for private equity and hedge fund executives, might get raised a little bit, but that would be at the margins. I don't see a big redistributive tax code change coming up anytime soon. Minimum wage not going to hurt the rich. Unemployment benefit extension not going to hurt the rich. So the reality of the policies doesn't match up with some of the freak out.
In Seattle, of course, we got a number of very wealthy people like Bill Gates Sr., Nick Hanauer, and they're saying they don't pay enough in taxes. I'm just sort of wondering how widespread is this view among high, high earners that, you know, the poor are coming to get them.
Right. It's definitely not uniform. And of course, there are plenty of folks in the wealthy, particularly on the West Coast in the Seattle area, tech folks who are much more progressive and don't disagree that inequality is a problem. So it's a vocal minority kind of that's speaking out now. But at least in New York, among the wealthy, even the more liberal wealthy progressives, they're worried about the rhetoric and they're worried about negative perceptions of them. And they sometimes feel like, hey, look, I don't mind paying a little bit more in taxes. I think it's true that inequality is a problem. But don't, you know, come to my house and protest me. I'm not a terrible person. And they feel like everybody's sort of painted with the same brush, even though, as you say, there are plenty of folks who are super wealthy who are also doing a lot of philanthropic work with their wealth and feel like they're paying too much taxes. Like Warren Buffett has been on the record many times saying, raise my taxes. It's ridiculous that I pay this low level.
So there's some concern about demonization, it sounds like. What do you think about the possible political repercussions of this growing concern about class warfare among the super wealthy who, after all, have a fair influence over our political system?
Yeah, I think that it could make a difference, particularly in the 2014 elections where the Senate is kind of really up for grabs now. Republicans could take it back. And I think there are some wealthy folks who would normally give to Democrats who are a little worried about the nature of how this campaign is going to be fought, a little worried about the inequality rhetoric, and might tilt a little bit more Republican this time around to maybe try to balance it out. But there's also lots of populism in the Republican Party now. That the Tea Party has based its rise in part on bashing big banks and crony capitalism. So they might try to influence the outcome of the elections, but it's a little hard to do when there's a big national tide that is bipartisan.
Ben White, chief economics correspondent for Politico. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.